From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. As fighting intensified today for Liberia's capital, Monrovia, President Bush acknowledged that he still hasn't decided what, if any, U.S. force might be sent in to help enforce a ceasefire. The Pentagon over the weekend ordered a three-ship amphibious unit with 4,500 U.S. sailors and Marines to position itself closer to the West African nation. But that's expected to take more than a week. Today, about two dozen Marines arrived in Monrovia to help protect the U.S. Embassy. Here's President Bush.
We just sent a group of troops in to protect our interests, and we're concerned about our people in Liberia. We're continuing to monitor the situation very closely. We're working with the United Nations to affect policy necessary to get the ceasefire back in place.
But today, rebels fighting to overthrow Liberia's president, Charles Taylor, rained mortar fire on Monrovia. Hundreds were wounded. Shells hit the U.S. embassy. Many people in the city blame the United States for the rebel siege of Monrovia, saying America's hesitation to send peacekeepers has led to the carnage. From Monrovia, NPR's Jason Bobian reports.
The bodies lay splayed on the sidewalk outside the United States Embassy. In a brutal protest of their anger at the U.S., Liberians dragged the bodies of people killed in this latest assault to the front of the embassy and screamed, "Look what you've done, look what you've done." By mid-afternoon, at least 16 bloody bodies lay on the pavement in front of the building. And an angry crowd was hurling rocks, bottles, and their cries at the embassy gate. A young man held a sign saying, "G. Bush, killer." Mortar shells slammed into this neighborhood in the heart of Monrovia. Two embassy guards were injured and at least five people were killed when a shell hit a residential compound across the street from the embassy. The U.S.-owned building has been turned into an overcrowded refugee camp. Popo Kone, with tears streaming down her cheeks, says Liberians are being killed for no reason.
But what to do now? We get something, no food, nothing. We get dying for nothing.
Government officials say the shells are coming from the rebels, but many people on the street say the mortars could be coming from either side in this conflict. Just before the heavy mortar barrage began, three U.S. Air Force Pave Hawk helicopters touched down at the embassy. The helicopters ferried in additional U.S. Marines to the compound. Lieutenant Commander Terrence Dudley, a military spokesman at the embassy, says the arrival of the Marines does not imply that U.S. peacekeepers will soon be deployed in Liberia.
This is strictly to make sure that the embassy compound stays secure, and we're providing the forces necessary to do that.
Lieutenant Commander Dudley says the additional Marines will facilitate any possible future evacuations from this beleaguered city. He adds that the increased security at the compound shows that the U.S. is not abandoning this nation that was founded by freed American slaves in the 19th century, as many people in the streets claim.
The Americans are beefing up their security at the embassy so that we can remain in Monrovia under these hostile conditions. That in itself, I think, is an indication of the commitment that the United States is showing towards the people of Liberia.
41 Marines were supposed to be brought into the compound. The helicopters were going to make two trips between the embassy and a base in neighboring Sierra Leone. But after the first trip, mortars started exploding all around and even inside the embassy compound. The second group of Marines never made it in. In addition to the bodies being piled outside the embassy gates, hundreds of civilians were injured and scores killed in the afternoon assault on Monrovia. Just a few hundred yards from the embassy, an 11-year-old boy was hit by a mortar shell in the yard of an abandoned hospital. The building, like so many other structures in Monrovia, has become an impromptu shelter for the hundreds of thousands of refugees in the city. The boy was killed instantly. In his hand, he still clutched a white plastic bag of potato greens that he was bringing home for supper. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Monrovia.